There's this online guy called Alex, who is a kind of a shape-shifting animated bean, who takes us through a tour of the new healthcare laws in Kansas.
It's true. And if you've ever had to pay a medical bill, you probably know what inspired the change. Ah! Turns out lawmakers get those kinds of medical bills, too. So the Kansas Insurance Department has asked me to give you the high-level details on the changes and then talk about how the law affects you directly. When we're done, I'll get you a summary and a list of next steps.
Alex is part of InsureKS.org. It's the Kansas Insurance Department's clearinghouse of information for both individuals and businesses. It also will have a link to the marketplace of plans when it opens on October the 1st.
That's okay. You'll be able to make an educated decision.
But why wait? There's a cost calculator there now for individuals, which will tell you what a premium might cost for you and what tax credit you may qualify for based on your age, location, family size, and income. The cost of covering either yourself or your employees is a worrying thought for many. For some people, Obamacare will be the answer to nightmares. Nightmares of concern about what will happen if I get sick and can't work, or if my child has to have an operation. But some businesses are worried that the costs of providing insurance will be bad for business. A shop that employs 50 or more must provide the benefit. But Michael Almack with the Small Business Administration says even smaller businesses may want to.
For the first time, maybe that small business will be able to buy or even offer, think about offering insurance because the premiums are going to be much lower with the SHOP, the Small Business Health Options Program, than it would have been, you know, this year or last year coming up to this point. So for the first time, they'll have the ability to be competitive in the marketplace by saying, yes, I'm going to be paying you $9 an hour to do this, and I'm going to offer you the health insurance and help pay for that. That is a way to be competitive, a way to keep good employees. There are incentives for businesses to participate in that.
Almack has heard the complaints of business leaders who are near the 50-employee mark, which would put them in the group who have to provide coverage rather than the group that might want to. These leaders are thinking twice about business expansion. Some are thinking about cutting employee hours. But the number 50 does not necessarily mean 50 40-hour-per-week workers. 30 hours a week counts as a full-time employee. But even then,
a combination of the people that are actually working over 30 hours a week and a combination of all the other part-timers, if that all adds up to more than 50 full-time equivalents, then they need to pay attention to the regulation.
The regulations say that the coverage needs to be affordable and cannot cost the employee more than 9.5% of his gross monthly income. And regardless of the size of the business, the bosses need to tell their workers about the changes that are coming. Figuring all of this out for businesses and individuals are navigators and counselors that have been put in place as part of the Affordable Care Act. They are trained to guide people through the process of selecting what plan is best for them. But the grants and the training have been late to lunch, and many organizations admit they're playing catch-up.
Even if you have a navigator that you're working with and not just solely working through an online portal, do you understand truly what a copay, a coinsurance, and a deductible are and how they interact?
Joel Rutledge is an insurance agent and broker in Wichita.
Most people don't. And so that's one of the things that the better insurance agents do is educate people about how these things interact.
The insurance marketplace or exchange will be federally run in Kansas. This is not the only place people or companies can purchase health insurance by any means, but it's the only place where there are tax credits or subsidies to the people using it. Credits for individuals are based on age, income, household size, where you live, and tobacco use. Tax credits for small businesses are based on the number of employees, how much they make, and what percent of the insurance premium is paid by the employer. The exchange only offers plans from insurance companies who have applied and passed muster to be there. Joel Rutledge.
In this process, insurance companies have to compete to be able to be allowed to participate in the exchanges as a provider. Some of the insurance companies chose not to compete, and therefore that meant that the exchanges may not be as competitive as we had hoped because there are very few insurance companies participating.
There are two.
There's Blue Cross of Kansas, there's Blue Cross of Kansas City, and there's Coventry. And so depending on which area you live in, there's still only two choices. The benefit to an insurance company that is participating in the exchange is that ostensibly they would have all of these millions of people coming to their door wanting their policy.
And the benefit to the companies that didn't participate?
They don't have to fall under the type of regulations that are required to participate in the exchange.
Parts of the Affordable Care Act have been in place since 2010. Insurance companies can no longer deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. The caps in coverage have been removed, and profits that the companies can make are limited to 20%. Joel Rutledge says that the regulations are settling in for the most part, and adaptations have already been made.
Regardless of what Congress does, even if they were to wholesale do away with the Obamacare package, the insurance companies have already adapted, and the major insurance companies have stepped out and said, we don't want this to be done away with because we've already made the changes. So it's going to be very difficult to make any reversals to begin with. And the whole scenario within the U.S. has already changed because of it. So there's really no way to go back. And I think that it's an unfortunate truth that we have to continue forward in one form or another.
More information and links are on our website, the Kansas Insurance Department's website, where they say, get the facts, get informed, get insured, is insureks.org. And we'll be doing a call-in show on October the 9th, where we'll put some smart people on live mics to answer your questions. You can send them now to info@kmuw.org if you think of them. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.
Pop Festival, you are 20,000 people, and we want to hear you make some noise. Yeah. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. All right. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way. So fine. Thank you, folks. Thank you for coming. That's our show. A hand for the band, please.